Consent agenda items.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Watkinson.
Commissioner, commission members, we have one consent agenda item today. In keeping with commission policy and direction to staff, when we have a violation, we attempt to work with the person involved, review an after-the-fact application if it's appropriate, and see if we can reach consent on an appropriate civil charge in lieu of further enforcement action for issuance of the permit to retain the facility. In this case, Mr. Robert D. Lamb is requesting after-the-fact authorization to retain a 275-foot-long by 5-foot-wide commercial pier, which includes a 105-foot-long by 16-foot-wide L-head, and also to install two additional mooring pilings. And this is situated adjacent to his property along Cherrystone Creek at 2112 Cherrystone Road in Northampton County. In this case, the pier facility is used to support aquaculture operations. There has been a pier at this site in some form or condition since probably the 40s. However, the pier that's there now did not exist in 1994. It was destroyed prior to that by storms, we believe, based on the photographic record. And Mr. Lamb rebuilt the facility in 2011 without any necessary permits to rebuild that facility almost 20 years after it was destroyed by storm. So as a result, he did not seek or get the proper permits for the facility, and it was a violation as a result. We've conducted our public interest review, run our ads, no objections to the facility, and we think it's appropriate to issue the after-the-fact permit in this case. In this case, however, the applicant has agreed to pay a civil charge in the amount of $1,000 in lieu of further enforcement action, along with a triple permit fee of $75, and also royalties in the amount of $2,917.50 for the encroachment of the pier and L-head platform over 1,945 square feet of state-owned subaqueous land at a rate of $1.50 per square foot. In this case, staff is recommending approval with the permit fees, the royalties, and acceptance of the civil charge in lieu of any further enforcement action.
Any questions from the commission? Is Mr. Lamb present? Apparently not. This is a public hearing. Is there anybody in the audience who wishes to be heard either pro or con on this matter? Seeing none, the public hearing is closed and the matter is before the commission.
I'll move to extend to staff recommendation.
Motion by Mr. Neal.
Second.
Second by Mr. Ballard. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any noes? Chair votes aye as well. Motion passes unanimously.